Hello there, and welcome to Podcaster Plus, the podcast offering tips and tricks to simplify and automate your podcast. Find all the episodes at podcasterplus.com/show. Now, if you've spent any time at all on social media lately or browsed through industry newsletters, you've probably heard some version of this rather terrifying statement: audio podcasting is dead. If you aren't doing video, you're completely invisible. It's everywhere, isn't it? Everyone is telling you that you need a multi-camera studio, 4K resolution, cinema lighting, and an editor who can cut your episodes into hyperactive TikTok clips. And if you're a solo podcaster or a busy business owner trying to manage your own content, that kind of talk is enough to make you want to throw your microphone straight out of the window. It feels like your homework list just quadrupled. So today, I want to get into this. Is traditional audio podcasting actually being swallowed whole by video? And more importantly, what should you practically do about it without burning yourself out? As is always the case, I'm going to divide this episode into sections, and today we have just three sections with a conclusion at the end. The first section, the video boom, what the numbers actually say. So let's start with a bit of a reality check. Is the video trend real? Yes, it absolutely is. If we look at the latest industry data, YouTube has become a massive force in podcast consumption, capturing roughly a third of weekly podcast listeners in the United States, followed closely by Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Over half of regular listeners say they now prefer some form of watchable content. But here's the critical nuance that the video or bust gurus conveniently leave out of the conversation. When people say they watch a video podcast, it doesn't mean that they're glued to a screen for an hour. Research shows that a massive chunk of the audience keeps the video minimized or playing in the background whilst they multitask. Another huge group toggles between watching and listening, depending on whether they're driving, cooking, or sitting at their desk. Only a tiny fraction of the market exclusively consumes video. Audio remains the king of convenience because you can't exactly watch a 4K YouTube video whilst you're walking the dog, navigating your morning commute, or mowing the lawn. Well, I suppose you could, but it might be rather dangerous. Audio fits seamlessly into the gaps of our busy lives in a way that video never really can. So here's the next section, the cost of the lens. Friction and burnout. Now, I've been recording podcasts for over 18 years and across thousands of episodes. I've experimented with just about every imaginable format. When I live stream or hit record on a video camera, the amount of friction skyrockets. Suddenly, it's not just about audio levels and a good microphone. I now have to worry about lighting, whether the background looks professional, what I'm wearing, how many times I touch my face. And it adds a massive layer of psychological and technical friction. And that friction can be quite dangerous because consistency is the ultimate metric for a show's success. The sobering industry reality is that the average podcast becomes inactive after just 21 episodes. Why? Because the workflow simply becomes too heavy for a solo creator to sustain. If you force yourself to run a full-scale video production company every single week when you don't have the time or the budget, you're pretty much setting yourself up for some burnout. So the next section, a practical framework for the audio podcaster. So what do? How do you protect your precious time while still tapping into the massive discovery potential that video offers? Well, first, remember that your core asset is still a great conversation and high-quality audio. If you love audio, stay focused on audio. Don't let the fear of video stop you from creating content. Second, treat video as a discovery mechanism, not a production burden. You don't need a three-camera Hollywood setup. You can start with just a simple hybrid model, I'm going to call it. Record your audio as normal, but keep a clean webcam running. Upload that full recording to YouTube as a video podcast. It gives you a footprint on the world's largest discovery platform, without adding hours to your post-production pipeline. Third, use short-form video for promotion. This is where video truly shines. You don't need to sit and edit an hour of footage. Take one great 60-second audio snippet from your episode, pair it with an engaging waveform animation or a simple piece of video footage, and use it as a YouTube short or an Instagram reel. This directly addresses pain point number two, promotion, without turning your regular production workflow upside down. Okay then. In conclusion, the bottom line is this. Video isn't killing audio, it's expanding the room. The lines are blurring, but the fundamental requirement of a great show hasn't changed at all. It's about delivering genuine value to the person listening or watching on the other end. Here at Podcaster Plus, we've built our platform because we believe podcasters should spend their time focusing on the conversations that matter, not wrestling with complex logistics. Whether you're sticking to traditional RSS audio only or moving into the world of video, our workflow tools are designed to give you your time back. If you want some more insights into video or podcasting in general, head over to the blog where we've got lots and lots of content for you there, podcasterplus.com/blog. I've linked that in the show notes along with some other interesting industry stats. So there you go. That's what I've got for you this time around. Thank you very much for tuning into the Podcaster Plus podcast. You can find it at podcasterplus.com/show. And we will see you next time for some more tips and tricks to simplify and automate your podcast.